Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in downtown Rockford. Seems to be a little festival going on down here. There's all kinds of stuff out on the streets, and the town is open for business. We are on the corner of Main and Bridge at the Old World Olive Press, one of our favorite sponsors of our show because they have oils and vinegars and teach me how to use them on the grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the show. We are having fun at the Old World Olive Press, and somehow we tricked Tom into sticking around here from Jamesport Brewery, and he is treating us now to some beautiful Scotch ale that is just phenomenal. Once again, get up to Ludington. You want to go to Ludington anyway because they've got a great beach, a great state park, fun town. They've got the Badger, take you up to Manitowoc. I wonder if there's a microbrewery on the other end of that ferry line.
There is, actually, yes. Now, there's the Courthouse Brewing Company, I believe it is.
Right on the other end. Hey, you know what? Either way you go in a boat, you get a beer at the end, man. Can't be wrong. That cannot be wrong.
If you have too many, you could end up in the courthouse.
Yeah, right now. Speaking of too many, the spirits of Entente.
You can say it now.
I can. I've been practicing. But we got Kenny Peterson with us. Kenny, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
How's our favorite towhead?
I'm doing great, and it sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun. I wish I could be there with you. And that ferry ride with a beer at the end, may or may not courthouse, it sounds like a great experience.
Love the thrill. So, Entente Spirits, you got some stuff for guys down there?
We do. You know, we started doing a distillery. We started doing vodka in 2006. That branched off by a bunch of excursions going down to Florida. We thought, hey, let's make some rum. But we got some really grade A high-end molasses and started doing rum in 08, which led to doing a bourbon as well as in 08. So we've got one of Michigan's only bourbons. So we do a little bit of everything as well as 30 wines, 10 beers. They keep us busy.
So how's your distribution up around the West Michigan, Central Michigan area?
For wine and beer, Michigan craft beer is the biggest thing going right now. So it's hard to keep it in stock, especially, in this state alone. We're getting a lot of help and a lot of good distributorship. So we've got good. Now, the spirits, however, you can only get in our tasting room.
So that was my question.
You can find our beers and wines out at grocery stores and fine restaurants, but the vodka, rum, and bourbon can only be purchased at, the tasting room off of Exit 6 on I-94, or, of course, the big winery distillery out in Florida.
Well, that sounds like a trip worth taking.
Live music every weekend. We like to throw a party, Bob. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I guess you're kind of built for it. So
the property's kind of expanded over the years, and it's miraculous to see a very, very, very small production winery go from a very, very, get maybe 10 to 20 people on the weekend. Every winery is, just starting out to, there's thousands of people out, visiting the wine country every weekend. So it's awesome. We're lucky to be doing what we're doing.
We're at Old World Olive Press in Rockford. They got a store downtown in Monroe Center and a couple on the other side of the state. They're going to be bringing in some
their olive oil. It's awesome.
And Shasta's on the line with you right now. How can you hook her up with some of that wine? Because she's bringing wine into this store and beer.
Well, point your direction. What's going good for you? Is the Moscato the biggest seller for you? We do a number of different things, from dry, sweet, red, white, and then we've also got a high-end free-run sellers line, which is all of our own grapes, all handmade, handcrafted reserve wine.
Well, it sounds to me like we have to have a sampling party.
Right.
I think we have to try these. We have to have first-hand knowledge.
I think you guys
calls for a meeting.
If there's ever a weekend where we can get you guys out and visit the property, I'd love to take you through a private tour and obviously go through a private tasting. But I can shoot up there in a weekend's notice, and give you guys some samples. We've got a great new Demi Sec and Demi Red that customers are loving for the the summer months, as well as a brand new product coming out under the Divine line, cream of black walnut. So, I mean, always something new, and I'd love to sample some stuff with them. Your store is amazing. I've been there a couple times.
Hey, well, let's get a meeting together. It sounds like we need to have a sampling party.
Well, Bob has me on speed dial, and he is not afraid to use it, so I'm sure that he can give you my info. But, yes, absolutely. I can't wait to get together. But what's the big feature this weekend? What's going well?
Probably their 18-year-old balsamic, which is... Is that your mainstay, Shasta?
Yeah, I would say the 18-year traditional, that's our best seller. But we have a couple that have really taken a little bit of the light from that 18-year, a cranberry pear. It's a kind of a blush-colored balsamic, and that's really been a great seller with the warm weather that we've had. So we've had just a whole handful of them right now that are really doing well.
You know, we've done a lot of experimentation. Cranberry is our best-selling wine, and we get them from all over, from Michigan to Wisconsin. And, I mean, yeah, anything from vinegar to, gosh, that sounds amazing. That paired up with the Scotch Ale that you were talking about earlier, wow, that sounds like a nice afternoon on the porch. Thank you.
I think we should schedule that.
Okay, Kenny, we're looking forward to seeing you at the Summer Beer Festival down in Ypsilanti, and we'll see if we can't talk these old world people into hanging out with us.
Yeah, I have never been to this festival. I'm very, very excited. I'll bring you some fun stuff. And yeah, it's going to be a great afternoon.
We'll be broadcasting out of the Corner Bar on Saturday morning, part of Arbor Brewing. And I know Matt and Renee are friends of yours, too. So thanks so much for taking time out of your busy morning, Kenny. Kenny Peterson and Tante Spirits, Round Barn Winery. And my favorite beer that you make is Uncle Bob's.
Bob's your uncle. Thank you guys so much for the time. Have a great weekend, and I cannot wait to meet you face-to-face. Cheers, Bob.
Okay.
See you soon.
Thanks, bud.
That was Kenny Peterson, Uncle Bob. Was that a shameless plug? Come on, what is that?
He makes a beer called Bob's Your Uncle.
Yeah, right.
It's really good.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Best beer I ever had.
I bet. Let me ask your nephew how he likes it.
They're not
old
enough.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah. Not old enough.
Anyway, but Shasta, we've been bumping you back the show every segment more and more, but I really want to do talk about some of these balsamic vinegars, and Kenny touched on a couple of them. Your 18-year, which is a traditional balsamic, but what intrigues me more are some of the flavors that you have and how you can pair them with the different flavored oils. And when the two flavors come together, we were down at the Grilling Club on the Mall this week, and I did a romaine salad with the tangerine and the blood orange EVOO and the tangerine balsamic. That great combination, it was fantastic. I wrote that recipe down for four people while we were there. So you can pair these things together, can't you?
You sure can. And I'll tell you, I had some of that romaine salad, and that was some of the best salad that I've had. So you do want to pair them together. That's really, we feel, where the magic comes in.
Great. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Mike Peters. We haven't talked to him. He's on from the KCBS. We're going to talk about the American Barbecue Tour. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.